الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we are continuing our study of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and this morning, inshallah, we'll study ayat from starting from ayah number 57. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. O you who believe, do not take as protectors those who take your religion in mockery and as play from among those who were given the book before you and disbelievers, and be mindful of Allah if you are believers. When you call to prayer, they take it in mockery and as play. This is because they are a people who do not understand. So you may recall that in the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about this concept of wilaya, taking as protectors, as allies, as associates, as friends. We mentioned that the word wali has several meanings. But in this context, probably it means protectors. Islam is not against having friends from among the people of other faiths, Jews, Christians, or people of any faith. Islam is not against that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as you mentioned from Surah Al-Mumtahina, that لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Allah does not forbid you from those who did not fight you because of your religion and who did not expel you from your homes, that you have good relations with them. It's not generally in the sense of don't have them as friends, but it is speaking about a particular group of people. And the group of the people are those who are making a mockery of Islam, who are ridiculing Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who are ridiculing your religion, how can you make them as your protectors, as your allies, or even as your friends? Because if you do that, that means you are not serious about your own religion. Because some people are making a mockery of your religion, abusing Islam, and saying things bad about Allah and His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Quran, and making mockery of Salat, the prayer that you do five times a day, and the Adhan that you call. They make mockery of that. They're using the words like Adhan, but they're saying something bad. Else, whether they believe in you in Islam or they don't believe in Islam, at least common courtesy. Don't say bad things. We don't do that. Islam forbids us that we speak bad words about other people's faith. Allah says, لَا تَصُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not call, do not bad mouth those whom they call other than Allah as God. I mean, we don't believe anybody other than Allah as God, but they are calling others as God. We should not abuse that. we should not say, of course, we don't agree. We don't believe in that. But we don't have to say bad words about their faith. So they are saying bad words about your faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there has to be common courtesy, some politeness in this matter. Whether you agree or you don't agree, whether you believe or you don't believe. So that's what it is said. لَا تَتَّخَذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. Don't take those who take your religion as ridicule, as mockery, and they play with the words, with the figures, pious figures, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They make joke about him and they make all kind of ridiculous things. If some people are doing that, even if they are people of the book, and the people of the book are supposed to be more respectful. So these are the people who were given the book before you. That means they know about prophethood, they know about the message of God. So they should be more respectful. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Those who were given the book before you, that means Jewish people and Christian people, those who were living in Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then there were also people, al-kuffar, the non-believers in general, that is the pagans who were there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people of the book, as well as those who are generally disbelievers, whether they belong to any religion or they don't belong to any religion, don't take them as allies, don't take them as supporters, as protectors. And be mindful of Allah, taqullah, in kuntum mu'mineen. If you are true believers, if you are really believers, then you should be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this thing is not serious. This thing is not that people are making a mockery of religion and you sit down with them and you have a relationship with them. That thing is not right. You should not do that. And then Allah explained that, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. And when you call to prayer, نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, this is a reference to Adhan. Even the word Adhan is not used, but it is said in the sense, when you call for prayer, اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. So they make mockery of Adhan. They play jokes with about Adhan. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This is because these people are not using their minds. They are not understanding what is the proper way. This is not a reasonable approach towards people of other faith. This is not a thing that anyone who has reason, aql, will not do that. So this is because these people don't understand. They don't have the common understanding and care and kindness towards others. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized this point because this was something happening in Medina at that time. And from the people, the Jewish people were living there, some Christians were living there, and then of course the people of shirk, mushrikeen. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَن سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Say, O people of the book, are you vengeful to us for no other reason except that we believe in Allah, in what has been sent down to us, and in what was sent before? While most of you are disbelievers, disobedient. Say, shall I inform you something worse than that as a punishment from Allah? Whomsoever Allah has cursed and upon whom is his anger, and among whom he had made some as apes and pigs, And those who worship false gods, they are worse in rank and have strayed from the right path. So Allah is saying, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, of Allah. So it's a very honorable way of speaking. Ya Ahl al-Kitab. Did not say, oh corrupt people, oh ridiculers, oh abusers and accusers. Allah did not say that. Qul Ya Ahl al-Kitab, oh people of the book, oh people who have received the message from God. Hal tanqimuna minna ila namanna billah. You are against us, you are vengeful to us. Niqma is anger, hate, vengeance. So you are vengeful to us. For what reason? What we have done to you? Have we taken away anything from you? Have we done any harm to you? No. The only reason is that we believe in Allah. Because we say we believe in Allah, and we believe in that whatever is revealed to us and whatever is revealed to you. We believe in Torah and Injil. Allah says, we believe in Torah and Injil. Whatever is revealed to you, whatever is revealed before. And we believe in that which Allah sent to us, but through his Prophet Muhammad. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessing Allah be upon him and upon all the Prophet. Wa anna aksarakum fasiqoon. And you yourself are disobedient people. You don't obey your own books. You don't follow your own message, the message of the Prophet that was given to you. So you are angry with us, you are vengeful to us, hate us. Why? Because we believe in Allah. What else? What crime have we have done? As Allah has mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj about the people who were persecuting the believers. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا الْآمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. They did not start throwing them in the ditches of fire. There was nothing except they said, our God is Allah, our Lord is Allah. So, هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Are you vengeful to us for any other reason except that we believe in Allah? وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And what is revealed to us? The Quran, and what is revealed before? Revealed before is Torah, Injil, Zabur, and Muslims believe in all of them. We believe in all of these books as they were revealed by Allah. وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And you yourself don't follow your own books. You are not living by your own books. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَصُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Shall I inform you something worse than that as a punishment from Allah? Should I tell you what happens when people ridicule the book of Allah? Should I tell you when people make mockery of Allah and his messenger, what happens? What kind of masuba? Masuba actually used the word in the meaning of sawab, in the meaning of reward. But it is a kind of sarcastic way. You are not going to get any sawab. You are going to get a punishment. And that is your punishment. That is your recompense. So what is masuba? Masuba tana in the law. That your recompense in the law is man la'anahu Allah. Allah curses those people. And curse means, la'ana means turning people away from his rahmah, from his mercy. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns somebody away from his mercy, from his rahmah, from his love and kindness, that is a curse. That is a terrible thing. مَنْ لَعْنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah is angry with him. Of course, Allah will be angry because somebody is ridiculing the book of Allah, the messenger of Allah. That is a terrible thing. وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَاسِيرَ. And turn them into apes and Apes means the people who do not use their mind, people who do not use their reason, like monkeys. Monkeys don't use reason. And Khanazir, pigs. Pigs have no ghaira, no shame. The people become shameless. So either it is used in the sense of literally they will become monkeys and pigs, or it is used in the metaphorically, that in nature, in their minds, in their habits, in their character, they become like that. They act like monkeys. They act like pigs. And the Quran mentions that it has happened to some people among the Bani Israel, as mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. You have that. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 65 and 66, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is addressing Bani Israel and say, you know the people who transgress in the matter of Sabbath, that means the rules of Saturday, they were told that they should not fish on that day. They should not go to the ocean and pick the and take the fish. So what they did? They used to go on Friday and make a special ponds so that fish can come in that pond and then pick them up later. So they were started making a special kind of tricks with the religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. You know what happened to the people, sab-sabt, who transgress in the matter of Saturday. They violate the rules of Saturday knowingly, not by mistake, knowingly, deliberately they did that. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. So we said, be apes, be monkeys, disgrace. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهَا وَخَلْفَهَا وَمَعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And we made this as a punishment for those who were there and those who will come after them. And this is a reminder for those who be mindful of Allah, who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hatred of these people towards you is for no other reason except they themselves not follow the rules of Allah. And because you are following, so they hate you. Jealousy and hatred, and because not observing the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what it is, all the Islamophobes today. What are they? They themselves don't care for religion. They don't believe in religion. Or even if they believe in religion, they don't have the right understanding of religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the punishment that comes upon them. So, وَسُوبَةً إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ. That is the punishment of those people that is جَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, that he cursed them, angry with them, and made some as apes and pigs. Now, when it happens, if it happens literally, that some people are turned into apes and pigs, do they survive? Do they have children? Can we say that some of them are the children of apes and pigs? And that is wrong. One should not say that. Because many scholars have said that this happened to them and then they were destroyed, they perished. So this is not like somebody has been changed, musk has taken place, and then after that, they procreate, they have children, and survive generation after generation. No, it's totally wrong to say that. The Quran doesn't say that. The Hadith of the Prophet does not say that. But actually, what is there is that those people perish. They're gone. Once this happens, they're gone. I remember that one time we were visiting with a group We went for Umrah, and then we also went to Taif. And we went to Taif, we stopped on the way, and they would see a lot of monkeys. So some of people were asked, and the same thing is also pigs. Pigs are animals. Monkeys are animals. But what happened to those people? So some of our scholars say that this is not literally. It is not that literally they became monkeys. But rather, the character became the character of monkeys. Or the character became the characters of. The Quran has used that. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمَلُ أَسْفَارًا. The people who have a lot of books, but they don't read them. They don't understand them. They don't follow them. Allah says, these are like donkeys carrying loads on their back. The donkey doesn't become alim because he is carrying a whole library on his back. You cannot say this donkey is very, very great scholar. Why? Because it has a lot of books on its back. Or the Prophet ﷺ said that if somebody raises his head before the Imam in Sajda, Imam, we have to follow the Imam when you pray behind the Imam. But don't knowingly, I mean by mistake it can happen, but knowingly, don't raise your head before the Imam. And say, it may that Allah may turn his head into the head of a donkey. Ras al-Himar. Here is Himar. He doesn't understand that he's following somebody. He's following the Imam. So whether it happened literally or it happened metaphorically, it happened in the character, only Allah knows, but it is important. One should not do that. So one should behave towards the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect, with honor. And وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَادِيرَ. But at the same time, I want to emphasize that don't refer to any Jewish people or Christian people and say, these are the children of pigs and monkeys. That's not right. And that's not what the Quran said that. But the Quran says that about people who are breaking the law of Sabbath at one time. And you have that mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, and in the book of Deuteronomy. Musa alayhi salam, in a long speech, he mentioned to Bani Israel that what are the things happen if you follow the law of Allah, and what will happen to you if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I'm giving you all these laws, and if you follow them, you will flourish. You will enjoy. But if you disobey them, this happened, this happened, this happened. So he mentioned many of these things. So that's what Allah said, that this happened when people, غَدِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah will get angry. Allah curses those people. And some of the people may be turned into apes and pigs. May Allah save us from that. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Those people are worse in rank, and they have strayed from the right path. Sawa'u sabil means straight, the right path. So right path is very important. And one's behavior towards the message of Allah, that is highly emphasized in the Quran. وَإِذَا جَاءُكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ والله أعلم بما كانوا يكتمون وترى كثيرا منهم يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان وترى كثيرا منهم يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يعملون لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. When they come to you, they say, we believe, but they come disbelieving and leave disbelieving. Allah knows best what they are hiding. you may see many of them hastening to sin and hostility and consuming what is forbidden. Evil indeed is what they have been doing. Why their rabbis and scholars do not forbid them from speaking sinfully and they are consuming what is forbidden. Evil indeed is that which they have been making. So there are some of them are munafiqeen. Actually, they neither believe. So they came with kufr and they left with kufr. دخلوا بالكفر وخرجوا بالكفر. They came kafir, even though they say they're believer. And they left kafir. So Allah says, Allah knows what they have been hiding. Like Allah knows. I mean, whatever we say and whatever we do, whether we say it openly or Muslim, so here believers, I'm a Muslim, but actually he's hiding his kufr inside. Well, maybe Muslims will not know for some time. But Allah knows. Allah is fully aware. And Allah may expose him at any time. So Allah says, they are trying to deceive you, but actually this is they are deceiving themselves. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. As Allah says in the Quran, they try to deceive Allah and the believers, but they do not deceive except themselves. So self-deception. And they don't know it. They don't realize it. So Allah says, Wallahu a'lam bima kanu yaktumun. Allah knows that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet by name, some people. But of course, this is the world of test. So it is not that somebody will do that and all believers will know that. No. Everybody is in test. Somebody is truly believer, somebody is sincerely believer, and somebody is not sincere believer. Allah knows that. We are supposed to deal with people as they tell us. Inna na'khudhu bizzawahir. We take with whatever is apparent, whatever is known. Wallahu alamu bis-sarair. And Allah knows better what is inside. We are not somebody, halla shaqaqtan qalbik, as the Prophet said. Somebody says that, Ya Rasulullah, that person did that out of pressure or he was afraid. And the Prophet said, did you open his heart and find out that whatever he was saying was true or not? Even if you open your heart, you cannot see that. Because heart is physical. Our truth is something that is not physical, that you cannot check it out by opening the heart. So Allah shaqaqta an qalbi. Wallahu a'lam bima kanu yaktumun. Allah knows well, very well, what they have been hiding. To do sin and show hostility towards them. They are, instead of yusari'una fil khairat, the believers are those who hasten to do good deeds, but there are some people who hasten to do bad deeds. The Quranic terminology here is a beautiful way of expressing yusari'una fil ism. When they see a bad way, they go there. Quickly they go there. And when they see something good, they turn away from it. So yusari'una sur'a is haste, hastening. They are rushing, running to commit sin. and also show hatred towards believers. So their whole pursuit is hate and wrongdoing. And also they eat what is forbidden, consume what is forbidden. Suhd is anything that is forbidden, anything that is haram, it's called suhd. But suhd literally means bribery. Suhd is bribery, taking bribe, taking money in order to do wrong things or help somebody to do wrong things. So they take why their leaders, their imams, rabbis means the imams, and ahbar means ulama. Why their leaders, religious leaders, they did not stop them from saying bad things. Qulihim al-ism, they say sinful words, sinful statements they say. And also they eat what is forbidden. That means they do forbidden things. So they say bad things and they do bad things. And this is the responsibility of the religious leaders. Religious leaders are supposed to tell the people what is wrong, inform them and correct them and remind them. That is the job. And that's why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, this is the hardest ayah. Because a person, when he's there, and people in front of his eyes commit sin, and he does not say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one of the hadiths, that Allah said to the angels, go and turn that village or that city, that town, upside down, destroyed. And the angel said, but Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah, among them there is a person who is always worshipping. He never disobey you. Among them, there is one person who does not disobey you. And is always in obedience, always in worship. Allah said, destroy them and destroy him. Because he never turned his face when he saw people were doing wrong. Nothing, his face will not change, his color did not change when he saw sin was happening in front of his eyes, and he did not say a word to say, this is wrong, it should not be done. This is a terrible, this is a terrible thing. That's why Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, this is a very hard ayah, very difficult ayah. لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإسم وأكلهم الصح. Why their ulama, why their imams did not tell them that don't say bad things, don't doing. So يعملون لبئس ما كانوا يعملون لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. In the previous ayah number 62, Allah said لبئس ما كانوا يعملون. This is for the common people. Bad is what they've been doing. But when it came to the ulama and the scholars, لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. And يصنعون means here indicate that they were doing it deliberately, knowingly. They know haram, but still they don't correct it. And they don't change it. That's why Allah SWT says, what has been making, what deliberately doing that? So, how evil is that which they have been making, which they have been deliberately doing? So there is sana'a and there is fa'ala. Actually, in the Arabic language, you have three words, fa'ala, amila, and sana'a. And all have basically the same meaning, doing. So بِسَمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ بِسَمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ بِسَمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. All this, however, there is so deliberately. وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويصعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين. The Jews have said, Allah's hand is shackled. Shackled are their hands. And they are cursed for what they have said. Nay, Allah's hands are outstretched. He spends as he pleases. Surely what has been sent down to you from your Lord will increase many of them in rebellion and disbelief. We have cast enmity and hatred among them. Till the day of resurrection. Whenever they ignite a flame for war, Allah extinguishes it. They endeavor to do corruption on the earth. Allah does not love those who do corruption. So Allah mentions some of the people. They were saying that Allah had tight hand. Allah is not giving. Ulama have explained that in different ways. Sometimes they say because of their own situation, they were very well to do. But then when in Medina, they lost some of their business. So say, why God is not giving us? Say, God has tight hand. He doesn't have enough now. He used to be rich, but now he's got poor. That is Allah maghlul. Allah says, "Ghullat aydihim." May their hand be shackled. Allah's hand do not shackle. There is no one who can put tie to Allah's hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hands are outstretched. Yes, he gives, but he can hold them for something, for some people, for some reason. Some of them, they said, some scholars say, when the Prophet said to the people, spend in the path of Allah, give zakat. Some of them say, so why Allah cannot give? Why Allah has become poor? We are asking, he's asking us that we give. In Surah Yasin, you had that. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُوا مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. When it is said to them, feed the poor, some of the kafir, some of the disbelievers say to the believers, should we feed those whom Allah wanted, he would have fed them? If these poor people, Allah would have wanted to give them some food, he would have given them. Allah has plenty. Why are you asking us? So why are you asking a poor, that's help a poor person? Why Allah is not able to help him? And if Allah is not giving him, so why should we give him? Let's say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are in terrible error. This is not the, it is not that because Allah cannot give. Allah can give, of course, but Allah is asking you to help. You are supposed to do that. So قالت يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They're saying Allah's hand is shackled. Allah's hand is tight. He cannot give. He said, لا, but غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. May your hand be shackled. You are saying this terrible word about Allah. May this happen to you. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And the curse came upon them because of that. بل يداه مبسوطتان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hands are open, outstretched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rich. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yabsutu yaday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches his hand in the morning so that those who commit mistakes at night come to him and ask him forgiveness. And he stretches his hand in the evening so those who commit wrong in the daytime come to him and ask him for forgiveness. Yabsutu yaday. Allah is the one who holds and Allah is the one who stretches. So Allah is Basit. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Basit. Basit, the one who is outstretched. So Allah yunfiqu ma kayfa yasha. He spent the way he wants. It is not that because you are saying that Allah should spend here, so Allah should spend. Allah decides his own self. Yunfiqu kayfa yasha. He gives and he does not give. Allah yaqdaru wa yabsut. Allah make it tight and Allah make it outside. وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. And there are many of them, they will, whatever has come to you, O Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that about the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran, some people read it and they are guided. And there are some who read it and they grow in sin and in disobedience and turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all depends on the attitude. If the attitude is good, you will receive the guidance. وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَأَلْقَيْنَ بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And they have animosity and hate that will go on among some people until the end. كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ. And they will also ignite flames of fire, of war, flames of dissension and evil. They will continue doing that and Allah will extinguish that. So sometimes people may suffer because of that, but at the same time, it is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. And they will continue endeavor corruption in the land. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah does not like the mufsideen, those who make corruption. Some of them, they may continue doing wrong things, and if they do wrong, believers are supposed to stay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they stay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will overcome the difficulties and problem. But there are some people who, it happened at the time of the Prophet and it happens now. There are some, we should not generalize that, there are some who make plot, who make kindle fires of dissension and division and fire and hate. They may do that, but you continue doing the right things. If some people are doing wrong things, that means that you give up your path. Allah is the one who is in control of everything. Allah la yuhibbul mufsidin. Allah does not like the mufsidin. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ruku', وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Had the people of the book believed and been mindful of Allah, we surely would have absolved them of their sins and given them admission into the gardens of delight. Had they upheld the Torah and the gospel and that which was sent down to them from their Lord, they would have surely received sustenance from above them and from beneath their feet. Among them is a moderate community, but many of them defy Allah. So, فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So do not feel sorry for those who are denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Ahlul Kitab, if people of the book or anybody, if they believe and do have taqwa, Allah says any mistake that has been done in the past, Allah will forgive that. كَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيَّاتٍ. تَكْفِيرُ السَّيَّاتِ means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolve them from their sins. Allah would have forgiven them and give them the place in Jannah. If people repent and tawbah, make tawbah, have iman, it will happen. Anybody. If anybody makes mistake and then turn to Allah, Allah will forgive him. And if they would have observed the Torah and Injil, what were given to Musa alayhi salam, what were given to Isa alayhi salam, if they would have done that, and what is revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah would have blessed them. أَكَلُوا مِن فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. That means from above they would have received the sustenance, and from beneath they have received the sustenance. That is, the blessing would have come from heaven, and blessing from the under the earth would come upon them. And there are many ways. Rain would have come, and the water and the vegetables have grown, and the prosperity would have come. Everything would have been nice. So Allah says is a description of goodness. أَكَلُوا مِن فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have eaten from above and from beneath their feet. Among them, there are some good people, but many of them are those who do bad things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not generalize. Among them, there are muqtasirin, those people who are moderate people, those who are follow the good path among them. But there, unfortunately, there are many of them, they don't. So it is in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, that is Ahbar, in this book, chapter 26, has a long speech of Musa alayhi salam. And in this speech, Musa alayhi salam said, do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves. And do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God. Observe my Sabbath and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in this season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees their fruit. Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting, and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your land. See that? Musa alayhi salam saying that. People did not. So Allah's blessings will come upon any group of people when they live by the rules of Allah. That means they do justice and they do righteousness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the guidance that we follow that path. And this is the same message that came to Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah keep us on the right path. So let's take some questions, inshallah. Yes.
So Allah says, don't take those that make mockery out of Islam as your leaders. So what is the advice for Muslims living in countries that have leaders that are very against Islam and make fun of it and are Islamophobic? Like, I mean, for example, in France, they are potentially electing a president next year is a very strong Islamophobe.
Yeah, if you have something like that, depending how much you can do, if you can correct something with using the right means, peaceful means, the good means, you can correct that, you should do that. Mm-hmm. Don't take it, ignore it completely. Right? You have to work on that. But if you cannot, then do your best. At least your treatment should be good. But don't take those people as your allies and become friendly in such a way that you can forget your own faith. So you have to be conscious of that. That among the believers, among the other people, the people of other faith, there are some who are not bad to you, who do not mistreat you, who do not do injustice to you. You should be the same thing. You should do something better even to them. But if some of them do zulm, do wrong, then be conscious of that. Be conscious of that. Be aware of that. That's what it means.
Yes.
Yes, here
you said, I am the Lord your God. Right?
Yeah.
Is this the saying of Prophet Moses or?
No, Prophet Moses is saying that God says that.
God says that.
Yes, yes. Yes, I am the Lord your God. That means Allah is saying, is speaking. So Prophet is conveying what Allah says. Yeah. Yeah. And this is a long speech.
Yeah.
It is mentioned in both in the book of Leviticus and then also in the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Torah, and you have also a long speech of Musa alayhi salam. Yes.
Therefore, follow my decree and careful to obey my commandment. When Musa alayhi salam took his people to Mount Sinai, on that time they were getting manna and sabra. When did it happen?
Musa alayhi salam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you are getting manna and sabra, but you may lose that.
Right.
And that's what happened, that when they disobeyed, they were supposed to go into the promised land, but they were not able to go in the time Musa alayhi salam. And then say, Yatihuna filar the Arba'ina sana. They are going to wander in the land for another 40 years. So they were back and forth. They were not able to cross the desert into the good land until Musa alayhi salam passed away and came Joshua. And under his leadership, then they went there. When the new generation came and there the generation of slavery gone away, the free people came up, and then they are the one who went inside. Okay. Barakallahu fikum. Anybody from the audience online want to ask any questions? We go to Zohar prayer. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. وصلى الله تعالى على خلق خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.